UK's The Economist magazine has reported that during the past three decades, many multinational companies coveted the huge potential consumer market in China following the global financial crisis. According to the article, it now seems the gold rush is over, as suggested by China's weak economic growth, rising costs, and restrictions on market accessibility for foreign companies.
淘金热消退，外企撤离中国。英国经济学人周刊报道说， 在过去30年，跨国公司涌入中国。在全球金融危机之后，许多公司更是把目光投向大陆市场。但是现在看起来，淘金热已经过去了。中国经济增长变得疲弱，而成本在上升，并且中共政府限制了外国企业的市场准入等。
On January 25th, The Economist reported that some foreign companies are now leaving China. Last December, U.S. cosmetics company Revlon said that they were completely evacuating China. L'Oreal, one of the world's largest cosmetic companies from Paris, soon followed this trend, halting sales of its major brand, Garnier. U.S. electronics retailer Best Buy and its German competitor MediaMarkt have both left China.
经济学人1月25号报道说， 一些外国公司正在离开中国。美国化妆品公司露华浓去年12月说，它正在完全撤离中国，而世界上最大的化妆品公司法国巴黎的欧莱雅很快跟进表示，将停止在中国销售它的一个主要品牌卡尼尔。另外，美国电子零售商百思百和德国的竞争者万德成都已经离开中国。
A survey released last October by the Washington based U.S. China Business Council indicated that foreign companies' complaints range from anti-monopoly concerns to copyright infringement, import bans, higher taxes, accusations of corruption, and attacks in state media.
设在华盛顿 DC的美中商会去年10月的一份调查报告指出， 外商抱怨在大陆的困境涉及多方面，包括担忧反对垄断、 侵犯版权、禁止进口、高税收、被控腐败或被官方媒体攻击。The
European Union Chamber of Commerce in China estimates that its more than 1,700 members in China lost at least 17.5 billion euros, 24 billion US dollars, last year in potential revenue because of market access barriers such as uneven regulatory treatment, a failure to enforce intellectual property rights, and burdensome regulatory reporting requirements.
欧盟商会中国分部估计， 去年在中国的1700名会员因为市场准入障碍而至少损失240亿美元的收入。这些障碍包括不平等管理政策、知识产权不受保护以及管理汇报等。
Foreign companies have become targets by official media. Earlier last year, CCTV criticized Apple's consumer service. In October, CCTV accused Starbucks of charging more for coffee in China than elsewhere. CCTV also said Samsung Electronics Company's smartphones didn't work properly. In December, the TV channel turned its attention to automakers, accusing Jaguar, Land Rover, Subaru, and Audi of overcharging. Meantime, pharmaceutical firm GlaxoSmithKline is now under investigation for bribing hospitals, doctors, and officials in China.
外资公司逐渐成为中共官媒攻击的对象。苹果公司去年最早受到央视攻击。央视称苹果的顾客服务不佳。10月，央视指控跨国咖啡连锁店星巴克价格欺诈，并称三星的手机质量有问题。12月， 央视将矛头指向外国汽车制造商，称捷豹、路虎、斯巴鲁和奥迪烂标价。同时，制药商格兰素史克陷入腐败调查。Chairman
of adversary firm BDA China Ltd. Duncan Clark told the Bloomberg, "Once companies start to be really quite prominent here, quite profitable, they will invite regulatory intervention and competition."
BDA 中国有限咨询公司董事长克莱克在接受彭博新闻社采访时说，一旦外企真正开始盈利了，就会招来官方干预或当地的竞争。
The National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, said on its website on December 15th it will begin to supervise pricing in certain industries and punish companies that break antitrust rules to keep price levels stable. Later, China's official media, Kai Jing, noted that the NDRC plans to investigate price fixing in such areas as airlines, daily consumer goods, vehicles, telecoms, pharmaceuticals, and household appliances.
中共发改委去年12月15号在其官方网站声称，要监控某些行业的物价，处罚违规公司，保持价格稳定。后来财经网披露，发改委监控的行业包括航空、日常消费品、汽车、电信、制药和家电等。
While foreign companies complained of a harsher treatment by the regime, as reported by The Economist, Duan Xiaoyi, assistant director of the Beijing Unirule Institute of Economics, commented that foreign companies should know more about the Chinese authorities, who are even harsher on domestic business. Duan said, Chinese officials don't understand the economy. They always want to use a non-market solution to intervene on prices. Local Chinese officials have more interventions in local enterprises. So it just means that foreign companies' supranational treatment is reduced but not deteriorated.
经济学人的报道说，外企受到中共更苛刻的对待。不过，北京天泽经济研究所所长助理段少义认为，外企需要对中共当局有更多的了解。段少义说，中国政府官员都是不懂经济的，总是想用非市场的手段来干预价格。中国政府官员对于中国本国的企业在这方面干预更多，所以不代表对外国企业产生了恶化，只能说他们的超国民待遇被减少了。